It's that time. The week ahead. What can we expect on the radar for today and this week?
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
What'll be on your timeline? What will you see on television, read in the paper, or hear on the radio this week? We'll start with today. There's been a lot of protests and demonstrations and rallies across the country on many college campuses because of the war overseas. You can expect some news out of Madison and potentially UW-Milwaukee today because there are some planned events scheduled, and the school is aware of it, and the school urging students to be smart about how they protest. They don't break any laws or whatnot, so that'll be on the agenda for today.
UW officials trying to get out in front of it, just saying, look, acknowledging the long tradition of student protests UW campuses, but also there's a way we expect you to go about that.
Mm-hmm. Stadium interchange will be discussed tomorrow afternoon. The DOT is going to host a Reimagining 175 study public meeting. So 175 is that stretch just north of American Family Field, especially thinking about what would we want to do with that space. Should we change it? Should we convert it? Should we turn it into something else? That's something that they're going to look at tomorrow afternoon.
That freeway that was never finished, that runs north-south, that was supposed to connect the southern bypass with the northern bypass, that also was never built. But so now you're kind of stuck with this freeway that sort of goes nowhere.
You know, it reminds me of the whole 794 discussion. Remember that public hearing they had on that, and like they all started swearing?
That, you know, we tore down a freeway and the world noticed.
Remember that? Anyway, I don't know if
he was for it, by the way. He thought that was great.
So 175, they'll discuss that tomorrow afternoon. Also tomorrow, Bucks and Pacers game 5 from Fiserv Forum. Late game at Fiserv. Bucks back is against the wall. On Wednesday, busy day, May Day, International Workers' Day, celebrating the social and economic achievements of the international labor movement. So this always means there's a march from the south side up into downtown Milwaukee. This year, they're going to march from the south side to Fiserv Forum. So that'll take place 9:30-ish. You can expect some large crowds walking into the city.
You know what's interesting to watch on this, and certainly this year with so much controversy in many different circles, is sometimes what starts out as a demonstration about one thing, it morphs into all of these other satellite groups sort of latching on. So is this about workers' rights and accomplishments, or does it become about this and that and Palestine and abortion and all these other satellite issues? Something to watch.
Also on Wednesday, the former president shows up. President Trump, the former president, will campaign at the Waukesha County Expo Center Wednesday afternoon. And that night, the White House is going to hold a state dinner for its Teacher of the Year celebration. Part of their ongoing efforts to champion public education. So a lot
is
of
it
different...
technically a state dinner, though, if there's not a foreign dignitary? Or is it just a really fancy meal?
Typically, it's used to woo foreign heads of state.
But you can have a state dinner without foreign
dignitary? And this won't be the first time. Apparently, First Lady Michelle Obama hosted a kids' state dinner in 2012 when she was pushing children's health and nutrition and whatnot. So they, by the way, the White House does have one more state dinner planned. May 23rd, Kenya is on the list.
So get all the partying done, I guess. Are they worried? Like,
keep throwing parties.
Better empty out the fridge here.
Thursday, Netflix is a joke. The festival, comedy festival, is going to take place. It's like 10 days long. Hundreds of comedians, all the A-listers, all do this big thing, all these different venues in L.A., and that's all part of Netflix, so Netflix is running that. This weekend, the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend will take place. It honors and remembers firefighters from across the country, including four from Wisconsin. And then on Saturday,
they're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, the Derby is Saturday.